This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Now, this is some stuff that you can spread out over the entire piece, the entire metal of your weapon. And this is going to make it more combat effective. It's going to make it just and it's going to make it more resilient, too. Check them out, froglube.com. The left-wing group that organized the violent shutdown of the Annapolis event at the University of California, Berkeley, was backed by a progressive charity that was in turn funded by George Soros, the city of Tucson, a major labor union, and ironically, several large financial institutions. Interesting little array of supporters and funders there, eh? The Global Alliance for Justice, based in Tucson, is listed as an organizer and fiscal supporter for Refuse Fascism, a communist group that encouraged left-wingers to shut down the Annapolis event. Call to arms succeeded. It was canceled after demonstrators lit fires and vandalized businesses and assaulted Donald Trump and Yiannopoulos supporters. Refuse Fascism, which includes Princeton professor Cornel West, who I have met, and I don't know if he'd remember me or not, but I have met him, is one of its founding initiators, defended the response, issuing a statement on its website that called the shutdown righteous. On the Facebook page, the group asserted that the vandalism and arson were not violence. Instead, they argued that Yiannopoulos and Trump perpetrate violence through the policies they support. They said dismantling police fences is not violent. And to compare preventing someone like that from speaking to the real world violence that they perpetuate every day is ludicrous. Oh, gosh. So we're going to be violent to prevent violence. Let's see. What do we got? From the Alliance for Global Justice, the story, "No, stop this Trump-Pence fascist regime." We've raised more than $120,000 to print this call to action in the New York Times and Washington Post, The Nation, the Chicago Reader, and on hundreds of thousands of posters and flyers. Refuse Fascism is getting the no message into protests across the U.S. as the Trump regime begins with fascism on the march. Your donations are urgently needed to spread this message further as we join with and at times initiate actions against the outrages continually perpetrated by Trump, reaching out to others and sharing perspectives with them. See Coming to Grips with the New Situation by Carl Dix, Sarah Taylor, and Andy Z, initiators of Refuse Fascism. Of course, they did not mention the violent attacks against conservatives. One Trump backer was attacked with shovels by a group of men clad in black. He was shown laying unconscious in the middle of the street. Female Trump supporter was blasted with pepper spray while giving an on-camera interview. Refuse Fascism's involvement has spurred questions about who's behind the group. And in a series of tweets on Thursday, Trump asserted that the protesters were paid to agitate. Now, here's my question about this. If that is the fact, why aren't we arresting? Isn't that inciting violence? Wouldn't you think? It is unclear whether those who carried out the violence were paid to do so, but the benefactors of the Alliance for Global Justice and Refuse Fascism are listed online. According to its most recent 990 tax form, Alliance for Global Justice received $2.2 million in funding for the fiscal year ending in March of 2016. One of the group's biggest donors of this is the Tides Foundation, a nonprofit funded by billionaire progressive philanthropist George Soros. Tide gave them $50,000. Other notable donors included the City of Tucson and the United Steelworkers Labor Union. The former gave $10,000, while the latter contributed $5,000. Given the vandalism of the banks in Berkeley, the charitable arms of several major financial firms donated to the leftist group as well. Fidelity Charitable gave $35,000 and Schwab Charitable gave $5,000. Charities associated with several major corporations also donated. Patagonia.org, the outdoor apparel and equipment company, gave $40,000. The Ben and Jerry Foundation, you know, the one with the ice cream, gave $20,000. And Lush Cosmetic gave $43,950. And then comes the $5,000 contribution from the Peace Development Fund, a group that claims to support organizations that fight for human rights and social justice. Another major donation came from a group that was chaired by Clinton during the 80s. The New World Foundation gave $52,000. Refused Fascism did not respond to a request for comment when all of this was coming to light. Chuck Kaufman, the national coordinator of the alliance, said he was only aware of the Berkeley protest through social media. I wasn't aware that Refuse Fascism was involved, but probably they were one of the whole lot of groups calling to shut down Milo Yiannopoulos' hate speech. He said the alliance acts as a fiscal sponsor for Refuse Fascism, which means we process tax-deductible donations for them. As long as their use of the money falls into areas permitted by a tax-exempt 501c3 organization, we don't involve ourselves one way or the other in their program work. What's going to happen? And like I said, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. See, when you start to gather, part of a military operation is to gather intelligence. Now, if we want to stop this, I have no problem with you or anyone protesting. If it's you protesting, somebody's paying you to go out and wreak havoc, then I have a problem with that, because that's not protest. That's crime. Okay? That's not protest. That's crime. There could be crime in regular protest, too. That protesting is assembling and milling about and waving signs and shouting slogans. It is not burning things to the ground. It is not. That's vandalism. That's rioting. And then a new set of criteria may pop up. And if that does happen, then the rioters that decide to go that route should expect that as part of the occupational hazard of being a rioter, that they might get shot for their trouble for trying to hurt somebody. Here's my question, though, my biggest question. And I don't, if this is going to seem controversial, I apologize. How long are we going to let Soros do this? I mean, this is not some old man that, he's just a kindly old man that gives his money away to these people and those people. How long are we going to let him do this before we take some sort of action against him and his organization? And I'm not talking about political, and I'm not talking about even, maybe some law enforcement type, but I mean, this is sedition. Can I call it treason? Can I go that far? Do I have to sit by and watch this happen without getting involved? I don't know. Just makes me wonder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to FrogLube.com and get yours now. That's FrogLube.com. It just works.
Frog lube, first of all, it's biodegradable, which is nice. That's a lot of people like it being biodegradable, I guess. Second of all, this is, you know, the formula of this, it's like it lies dormant when it gets cool. And then once you start to heat the weapon up, it goes immediately to the lubricant that you want it to be. And that kind of thing, I mean, that there's just no way to quantify how good that is. I mean, in all kinds of environments. Check them out, froglube.com. I saw this, and I've just got to talk about this. This has nothing to do with guns, of course. A Rhode Island state representative who moonlights as a waitress was fired for trying to push her anti-male political views on customers. Her name is Moira Walsh. She describes herself as a one-person riot. And she, I mean, is that like something to be proud of, to be a one-person riot? She was sacked by the owner of the restaurant she worked for as, for non-performance issues and alienating customers. In a written statement, the owner of the cafe gave his reasons for the firing and specifically cited her political speech making during work hours. Walsh would often get into vocal political discussions with customers during her shifts, often sitting down with the diners in their booths. We sometimes had asked her to return to her duties and advised her to continue her discussions when she was off the clock. These disciplinary instances were never about politics or free speech, but simply a reminder of her job and responsibility to all customers. State representative said in a Facebook post that she had been fired because someone had posted a one-star review on Yelp for the restaurant. Cafe owner complained in the statement that Walsh was using her job to promote her agenda and encouraging her supporters to damage the reputation of the cafe. It's not a male versus female issue, nor is it a case of attempting to silence someone's free speech. This is an example of someone taking advantage of a captive audience to promote their own political views. For a newly elected public servant to whip the media and her supporters into a frenzy with unfounded accusations, demanding a boycott and portraying our family in such a negative light is profoundly upsetting and potentially damaging to my family's livelihood. Walsh, who refers to herself as a one-person riot, had posted a comment on her Facebook page, blasting men in December, saying, "Peace on earth, goodwill to women. I am done giving you men my goodwill. You don't do anything good with it. All my holiday cheers for women, femmes, and trans." Signed, "Frustrated Women Fighting Patriarchal Oppression, One Facebook Rant at a Time." I'm sure that when I tell you that Walsh charged the owner with sexual harassment, that's not going to be a surprise to you. In a radio interview with WPRO 630 on Wednesday, Walsh said she had been harassed by the cafe owner and called the conditions intolerable at the job. She offered an anecdote about the alleged harassment from her boss. "There was a conversation that I had with him one day. I said, 'Ray, who do I go to for sexual harassment when the person I go to for sexual harassment is the one who sexually harasses me?' And he chuckled and said, 'Yes, a little catch 22, right? I set it up that way.'" That's a bunch of hogwash. That's a bunch of junk. The idea that any employer would so openly and stupidly expose himself to sexual harassment charges is just wholly unbelievable to accept at face value. And Walsh must think the rest of us are as dumb as she is, and her firing is a no-brainer. When an employee refuses to perform the duties assigned to her or him and actually drives customers away by browbeating them with leftist propaganda, what are you supposed to do? Maybe she mistook the cafe she worked at for a seminar on the trashing of the male hierarchy. Even more remarkable is the obliviousness that Walsh demonstrates about her behavior. It's sort of obvious that this snowflake cannot survive in the real world if she thinks offending customers is the best way to win friends and influence people. Female version of Dale Carnegie, she is not. So, will anyone out there hire this feminist firebrand? Probably only if they're going out of business anyway. I think most companies have some sort of a policy that goes along with the fact that you're not, there's certain things you're not supposed to do on the job. Discussing politics, probably, especially in a place where you're delivering a service, probably not one of the things they're going to allow you to do, I'm afraid. And, you know, she apparently thought that she was a little bit above that, and she's paid the price for it. I find it, well, I don't know that I would call it humorous. Here in South Carolina, the state representatives only make about $10,000 or $12,000 a year, so they have to have some sort of a job outside of the legislative branch. And that's good. That's the way it should be for all of them. But there was almost a moment there when there were some things that were almost not entirely plausible, but possible. And then when she said, who do I go to for the sexual harassment when the sexual harassment person I report to is a sexual harasser? Well, I set it up that way, little lady. Sort of a catch-22, huh? Yeah, that's, I'm so certain that that happened. I'm almost certain that's verbatim what Ray said. What he probably said was, you're fired. And that's probably what set all of this stuff off. There's just some things you just can't buy, I swear to God. There's just simply some things you cannot buy. And one of these things is one of these instances where we get out here and mess with these yahoos, these absolute yahoos, that, I don't know, for whatever reason, they've just decided that they can tell us whatever they think they can tell us, and we're just going to listen to it and believe it. Simply not the case. I am sorry. But in any event, we'll be right back. Well, let me hang on a minute with that. This weekend, I'm probably going to shoot the review of the Assaulter belt. And then that will go up. And then you will hear about it. And now we will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Try it out. You will not be disappointed. Froglube.com. One more time, I want to mention that Monday, I will probably be sitting most of the day in a courtroom waiting my turn so that they can throw me out. It's time to do my civic duty to be a juror, and that's where I will probably be most of the day on Monday. And, well, you know, that's part of the gig, right? That's part of what goes on. When you live in the greatest nation on the planet, right? Trump's first steps that he took to secure the border, well, they've been greeted by protests and demonstrations and outrage. And despite the record that has been very clear for years that our country is at a very grave risk, not only from those who would cross the porous border to do us harm, but also from those who have turned a blind eye and refused to see what's actually happening on the U.S.-Mexico border. In August of 2014, Judicial Watch broke the story that Islamic terrorist groups, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, were operating in the Mexican border city Juarez and planning attacks against the United States, and that Fort Bliss, the El Paso Army installation, were beefing up base security. The Department of Homeland Security failed to respond to the story itself and to direct inquiries from conservative nonpartisan Judicial Watch. Few years earlier at an El Paso meeting with Border City Mayor's DHS Chief Lucy Napolitano stated, there's a perception that the border is worse now than it has ever been. in her reproach to public concerns about cross-border terrorist activity and Republican opposition to the Obama administration's lax border and illegal immigration policies, she asserted that is wrong. The border is better now than it has ever been. So it was politically inconvenient for Napolitano to admit that the southern border was compromised, serving as a nexus of drug cartels that control businesses worth hundreds of billions of dollars and Islamic terrorist group operatives, adding their voices to the politically correct chorus on border security, where FBI Director James Comey and Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Well, in 2015, Comey responded to Judicial Watch's report by proclaiming it nonsense. He took a swipe at the government watchdog by complaining about the inconvenience it posed to his staff to chase down spurious charges. Congressman O'Rourke's comments arose from his background as a former El Paso City Councilman, known for his boosterism of neighboring Juarez, Mexico, who had attempted to stop the Minuteman Project, a citizen effort dedicated to patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border, and had sponsored a resolution asking the federal government to end the prohibition of illegal drugs. Now, surprisingly, O'Rourke responded to border security concerns with, "There's never been a terrorist organization or terrorist plot that has successfully ended this country through the southern border." The pushback from the FBI and other government officials was surprising, especially at a time where there were anti-ISIS investigations in all 50 states. According to a study from George Washington University's program on extremism, as the fall of 2015, U.S. authorities speak of some 250 Americans who have traveled or attempted to travel to Syria and Iraq to join the Islamic State, and 900 active investigations against ISIS sympathizers in all 50 states. Recently, a release report from the Texas Department of Public Safety in collaboration with other law enforcement and Homeland Security agencies confirms terrorist infiltration across the U.S.-Mexican border. It cites examples of jihadists who have crossed the border since 2012, including several who have used the opportunity to travel to Syria to join ISIS. In the Sun City Cell, a film produced by Judicial Watch in collaboration with Blaze TV, former military intelligence officer Chris Farrell exposes the fallacy of such denials as he reveals the underbelly of life at the southern border, which is an extensive narco-terrorist network with ties to cartels and gangs and jihadist groups and law enforcement and politicians vying for money and power. Farrell has investigated the region for 4 years and conducted extensive interviews with law enforcement, government officials, civilians, and even sources with direct contact with cartel members. He reveals how unpatrolled remote farm roads, unguarded border areas, unsecured private airstrips, and hundreds of sanctuary cities amount to a border jumper's dream and an open invitation to criminals and terrorists. Farrell, who currently serves as Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, explains how the Juarez-El Paso corridor is a secure route for smuggling all kinds of contraband, money, drugs, people, weapons. With the express assistance of corrupt and incompetent government officials on both sides. So, according to he and his informants, Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, the second largest binational metropolitan area on the Mexico-U.S. border, are inextricably linked cartel-run cities. They inhabit opposite sides of the Rio Grande and are connected by four international ports. Juarez, situated on the Mexico-U.S. border just south of El Paso with a population of 1.5 million, has been billed as the world's most violent city. It is home to over 300 maquiladora manufacturing or export assembling plants employing about 250,000 workers, which means cross-border traffic, not all of it legitimate. In contrast, El Paso is referred to as the safest city in the U.S. as an air, truck, and rail hub for commercial traffic. Its low crime rates belie the overriding presence and influence of the cartels. According to informants, the cartels control law enforcement and government officials and won't tolerate any openly unlawful activity by its associates that could disrupt business in what is considered its operational base in the U.S. According to the El Paso Metropolitan Planning Organization report in 2007, there were close to 23 million crossings by pedestrians, commuters, and commercial trucks between Juarez and El Paso. With the constant movement of people and goods back and forth, the area presents great opportunities for moving contraband, money, and people. Lucy Napolitano, it's a safe place, that border. Oh, well. It might get a little safer if it has like a 30-foot wall built across the across there. I've heard that Texas is going to be a hard thing to... It's going to be hard to do it in Texas, but I don't think that there's any doubt that that's what we've got to do. Period. So, we'll see what we see. That doesn't even talk, you know, that doesn't even address what happens to the people coming across the border. The human contraband that's coming across the border, the ones that die. You know, I look at them the same way I do as the gang members. I mean, they've thrown themselves into this maelstrom that is going to consume them, and there's really no way to stop them. And it's because there's no economic opportunity where they're coming from. Let me give this back over to GCN one more time this week. We will be right back and finish this up. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is going to be something that takes your weapon to a level of combat readiness that you are not going to be used to. Go try it. Give it a shot. Froglube.com. The big lie theory has, that's been one that has long fascinated compliance strategists and inspired many wannabe dictators to use deception as a pendulum during an attempted sort of mass hypnosis. Correlation between government and disinformation led to a socio-political myth. This is the way it works. The rule can never change. Does that sound like the U.S. Senate? And substantially damage people's trust not only in officials but in their own electoral power. Right? We've all felt that. Naturally, the weavers of this web of deception and other dwellers of the cozy anti-accountability cocoon will declare war on an outsider. Proof is in how Trump has been welcomed. Donald Trump has a leadership-wise promising feature that must be particularly unsettling for the deep-seated oligarchs. Whatever he does, he tries his best. And these days, he's committed to making America great again. Now, Obama and his royal court brought the liar's game to another level and even enriched the methodology of propaganda in what I would like to call the big bluff strategy. While there's nothing new in trying to mislead by a display of confidence in the strength of one's political cards, an attempt to normalize playing with fake aces in a virtual deck creating a massive propaganda operation is actually quite innovative. Now, in terms of political warfare, the favorable climate for the extensive propaganda operation was ensured by the implementation of the Allied Left's agenda not in one, but in several countries simultaneously. Journalistic objectivity ceded its place to political dictate. Political correctness extended freedom of speech on the left to blatant lies and insults and suppressed insurgent opinions through gatekeeping bias. On social grounds, every caste, if you will, received an unfair share, corruption or coercion for top figures of opposing parties, disdain for the commoners and indoctrination for the most gullible pawns, and immunity for pets and harassment for the whistleblowers. The Big Bluff strategy stemmed from a wishful theory. A thousand-year-old value and belief system was to be wiped out in a short period of time. The reasoning of people was to be affected by anti-values and fallacies until the nation's identity, morale, and immune system were destroyed. Compliance strategists aimed to throw the liar's dice very far, outside logic and away from human nature. Open borders were to let in a hostile flood of immigrants, and people were told to be happy about it and learn to believe it. The core elements of the Big Bluff are technique of inevitable victory. What have I told you about that? And a doctrine. The mainstream media present minority as majority. Their presentation will come true. And what does that mean? That's when they tell you all of, you know, 90% of America wants extended background checks. That's what that is an example of that. That's when they tell you that all of these people want Trump to not do this, or they want to keep Obamacare, they, you know. The inevitable victory was another thing they tried to push with Hillary Clinton. It was inevitable that she would be coronated. This was going to happen. Hillary herself believed it until 9 p.m. on the 8th of November. Media coverage of the recent election is a very good example of the strategy. The victory of the left was so sure that voting for another candidate should be seen as pointless, which is sort of why I also think they give you exit polling. You see, everybody's supposed to either jump on the bandwagon and support the winner, because everybody wants to support a winner, or just stay home because they're dejected. Now, what we got, what turned out to happen on November the 9th was the left was put into this, like, you know, revealing fiasco where it turned out that everything they said was wrong. I mean, it wasn't a mistake. Okay. That a mistake is when you get out there and a couple of things don't go the way you thought they were. This was wrong. They were 100% wrong. And despite that, the left is determined to continue the Big Bluff and to keep the delusional agenda on the surface of the political ocean by means of deception, sabotage, and organized riots. Now, that's important to understand simply because that is real hostility. That is real hostility. We want our way, and you're going to give it to us even if we have to beat it into you. That's what they're saying. And that has to be stopped by all means. It has to be stopped. This should not be allowed to happen at all. And let there be no mistake. Propaganda is political warfare based upon hostile intent. And it must be addressed as decisively as every other act of aggression that is authored by an enemy, foreign or domestic. Now, I don't know how Trump did this, okay? But he has assembled the perfect people to be in his cabinet at this moment. Sean Spicer, he goes in there, and I mean, he's coming in there as hostile at them as they are back at him. And I mean, they would be hostile to him whether he was hostile at him in the first place or, you know, it doesn't matter. And what he's doing is he's getting out there and saying, we have a mandate and we're going to do it. And no, this is not what happened. And no, that's not what was said. And since they all, you know, the White House press corps is so determined to get their 5 minutes of fame every 10 minutes, it's out there for everybody to see. Kellyanne Conway. Same thing. She's out there. She's fighting. She's punching. She's counterpunching. Rance Priebus. Never would have thought that of this guy. I never would have thought this guy would come in like this. I mean, it is staggering to watch what's happening. And we haven't got the cabinet in place yet. DeVos, they're trying to hold up her. Sessions, they're trying to hold up him. And surprisingly, the Republicans in the and Senate have decided to change some rules and say, we're going to vote, and if you don't want to be here for the vote, that's fine. We'll change the rules to where we don't have to have you here for the vote. But we're going to vote, and we're going to move ahead. And this is going to be a party line thing. And by obstructing all of this stuff, and when Trump is out there and he's delivering jobs, and when he's delivering a living, and when he's giving relief, and when crime begins to go down, and when he goes into Chicago and starts taking that down, they're going to look exactly like what they are, which is a failure. That's what everybody doesn't quite see. Everybody has looked at what we got for the last 8 years, and they saw how it did not deliver. It didn't deliver in 4 years, and it didn't deliver in another 4 years. What we got out of it is we doubled the debt that it took all the presidents and all the governments up to that point to create, and we got nothing to show for it. Nothing. Trump's going to change that. I mean, I've never been as hopeful for this country before. Every time that I've been hopeful, I've always had, I mean, this guy is relentless. And the big bluff is not going to work. It is not going to work. Back on Tuesday will be me. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.